neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So the pasuk says that the animals that you're permitted to eat, their hoofs has to have a cut. And then he says that these signs in the animal, bab behema ota tochelu. This is bab behema ota tochelu. What does it mean, bab behema? Yeah, you follow?
These signs are in the animal.
Yeah, it says in the animal. It says v'chol behema, any type of animal. Mafreset pasa v'shosat shesa shetefer asot ma'alat gera. The choose is cut. Then he says bab behema ota tochelu. This extra emphasis is extra. There is no need for it. It says babehima. What is it? See, this animal that has this special science, eat. It's a babehima. So Gemara learns from this extra emphasis that let's say you have a simcha and then you like to do shish kebab. Can you do? Not shish kebab, the simcha. Yeah. So that, then you slaughter the cow and then, surprise, there's another baby cow inside. So what do you do with the baby cow?
You can eat it.
Can you eat it?
Yes.
What do you mean you can? Of course you can eat it. Who said you cannot eat it?
It's kosher. You don't need to shech it.
No?
No.
How do we know? Gemara Cholin learns from here, when he says ba behema, that means inside the behema. So this is the code. He says, if you slaughter a cow and the baby cow is there, so then he doesn't need shech. There is no slaughtering required. Why?
He has no blood in the calf.
Yes, but here, that's the code. Why? Because Gemara learns that the calf that you found in the cow is called, is the extension of the mother. It's called Yerach Imo. So that means actually it's part of it, right? But now the question is, if the calf was born and it was not inside the cow itself, would it need slaughtering or not?
Yeah.
Why?
If it was born.
A minute later, it's going to be born. So now you're telling me a minute before doesn't need, a minute after it needs? No, how could it be? What's the difference?
The first part, as you said,
it's not connected.
So what it is attached?
No, that's the whole point. That's the whole point, it's attached.
But it's the same cow, no? It's the same cow. It's the same poussale. So it's a gusale inside, this is gusale outside. What's the difference?
It's two different natures.
Why?
One can't breathe on his own, the other one is breathing through the mother.
No, the question is why do you exempt them from being slaughtered? That's the whole question.
Because it's not independent living. It's not independent living on its own. It has to live through someone else. That's why it doesn't.
I know, but as far as slaughtering this calf, why we let it go when inside the mother? Why?
In the
Shema
the same.
No, the same. No, but
here Tradition is teaching us a very important lesson. And this is a very, very powerful message
before Chodesh Elul. And that is, Tatan Shai is teaching us there's a big difference when the baby is in the domain of the mother or is outside. And that applies the relation between parents and the kid. If the kid is sheltered, is the domain of the parents,
so then the kid is secure. That means he's safe.
just like the calf inside of the womb of the mother. When the mother is being slaughtered, the kid is not going to go through the pain. But if the kid goes out, and the parents, they know where he's at, and what he's doing, and what he's in contact with, then the kid is going to go through lots of pain. That's what the Torah Tashem also is teaching us. It's not the matter of the calf and the cow. It's a matter of the kids and the parents. If you're on the top of the kids, and you know what he's doing, what he's up to, who's he talking to, who's in contact with, he is in under your shelter, then he's not going to go under the lots of upside down. But Chas v'Shalom, if he's out and he's not being monitored by you, because he comes, he's in contact with wrong people, wrong atmosphere, wrong environment, he's exposed with something that he's not supposed to, and you don't know what he's doing, Chas v'Shalom, he's gonna go through lots of pain. The story of this animal is not about the mother and the calf. It's about the parent and the kids. In Beit HaMikdash, there were only special wood that was permitted to grind on the Mizbeach. There are two types of wood that is not permitted to grind on the Mizbeach. What are those two types of wood? One is the olive wood, and one is grape. Grape and olive, you don't put it on Mizbeach. Discrimination. Why? Why olive wood cannot be on the Mizbeach? Why? 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 Zayit and Gefen cannot be on the Mizbeach.
Because they're unique in their nature.
Because the olive tree fruit that is shemen was poured on the Mizbeach. The grapefruit was put on the Mizbeach. So as long as your fruit lay in the right path, then the father, the woods, they will not be burned. If you give fruits, then you're safe. The same way that the olive tree wood would not be burned. Olam Elyon. And the grape tree would not be burned in Olam Elyon. This day gonna go to Gan Eden. Why? Because they get fruits. The fruit was holy that was brought under Mizbeach. That means all the effort, all the energy put, you know, Hashem gave Kol Am Yisrael, all Sharat Beli died. But the only effort that is worth and the strength and the time to put in, what's happening with the kids? What are they doing? Where they are? Are they as holy to bring Kedushah, to be sanctified in Hashem? That's what is worth to put your energy on, your time in.
If you can.
Of course you can. And you have to. And you have to. And we have an obligation to. Why? Because that's what is expected from us. And that's what exactly the task of the Chodesh Elul is all about. And Hashem is like, you know, we call Am Yisrael, Tirei Nachat from the children, Bezat Hashem, Kulam Yud, Tzadikim, Tzadkaniyot, Bezat Hashem, to bring Nachat the Avinu Shebashomayim, Amen, Kiyatso, Yom Tov. Koil HaNishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koil HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli, Koil HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koil HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.